Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast. It is August 17th, 2023, and I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from today's John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from its hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from the previous edition of the newsletter, and of the first four stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to check out the history of trading videos on the MarketsWiki Education page of johnlothiannews.com, including the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Zero-day options are in the news in a Bloomberg story titled Goldman Sachs Blaming Zero DTE Options for Fueling the S&P 500 Sell-Off and a UBS study showing zero-day options play a role in stock dynamics. CBOE Global Markets has come out with their own white paper on the product titled The Rise of SPX and Zero DTE Options. The new report takes a deeper dive into the entire SPX Zero DTE ecosystem and covers everything from total options volume versus SPX options volume to the history of SPX Zero DTE growth, use cases, quote, quality, and trading strategies with Zero DTE trading, Cboe said. The research was led by a next-generation talent at Cboe named Jonathan Zayanez, Cboe's senior derivatives analyst. The FIA is holding its annual Washington Update 2023, hosted by the FIA Operations Americas division, on September 6th at the Union League Club of Chicago from 3:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. The topics and agenda of STA's 90th Annual Market Structure Conference on October 11th to 13th in Washington, D.C. have been posted. There is a link in today's newsletter. Hong Kong and Exchanges Clearing Limited today announced the appointment of Catherine Yen as Managing Director and Head of Listed Issuer Regulation Listing Division. Trish Fauché of the IFM reported on LinkedIn, developed with the help of the CME Group, FIA IFM's e-learning course, CME Group Market Rules and Regulatory Guidelines has been expanded to include important information on CME's position limits. RJ O'Brien is hiring a commodity market strategist in West Des Moines, Iowa. You can click on a link in today's newsletter for the details. Your golf game needs some help, so you buy the latest $400 putter to come out, and the stock of that putter company surges 624% in its stock debut because there are more bad golfers seeking to improve their putting. However, the next day, the shares of the company, Sachs Parent Golf Inc., sank 85%, eliminating most of the previous day's rally. Just like your golf game, the putt looked good until the ball slid off the green. Our most read stories yesterday on JLN Options were Goldman Sachs blames zero-day options for fueling S&P 500 sell-off. Second was big short investor Michael Burry's new bets against S&P 500 and NASDAQ 100 are no surprise. Here's why. And third, Carolyn Ellison caught on secret recording blaming Sam Bankman-Fried for FTX collapse. Prosecutors. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a story from the Harvard Business Review. The headline, The Art of Persuasion Hasn't Changed in 2,000 Years. Ideas are the currency of the 21st century. The ability to persuade, to change the hearts and minds, is perhaps the single greatest skill that will give you a competitive edge in the knowledge economy, an age where ideas matter more than ever, Some economists believe that persuasion is responsible for generating one quarter or more of America's total national income. My comment. I am sure I can't convince you otherwise. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, authorities to return materials seized from Kansas newspaper. County attorney says he will withdraw a search warrant and return computers, cell phones taken in raid on newspaper. The Marion County attorney has agreed to withdraw a search warrant and asked that all seized computers and cell phones be returned to a small central Kansas newspaper after a raid on the outlet's office and the home of its owner last week prompted national outrage from advocates for a free press and experts in First Amendment law. My comment. The basis for the search warrant was found wanting. The police were told to give back all the computers, phones, and other technology. Unfortunately, the 98-year-old publisher who died is still dead. Here's a story from The Guardian. The headline, Elon Musk won't fight Mark Zuckerberg in cage match because he knows he'd lose. Never challenge anyone to a fight, not even if you think you would win, especially not if you think you would win. To break this commandment is to invite the wrath of all universal karma down upon your head. It is to engage in the folly of hubris, to break the prohibition against violence, and to set oneself up as a poster child for getting what's coming to you. My comment. This writer has it right. Musk is a coward. You can see it in the way he runs X, formerly Twitter. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top click item Wednesday was the website for Climate Week NYSE, which takes place September 17th through 24th, 2023. Second was subscription page for the Marion County Record, whose offices were raided by the chief of police and the entire police force after it investigated the police chief. Third was Bloomberg's FXGO expands pricing quality analytics, an announcement from Bloomberg. Here are the top four stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is a press release from the CME Group. The headline, CME Group aligns foreign exchange businesses, expanding trading opportunities and efficiencies for clients across futures, cash, and OTC markets. CME Group, the world's leading derivatives marketplace, today announced a realignment of its FX futures, options, cash, and over-the-counter OTC FX business into a single unit led by Paul Houston, who has overseen CME Group futures and options business for 7 years. And then here's a story from the Financial Times. The headline, venture capital funds are mostly just wasting their time and your money, howling at the moonshots. A good investment strategy is to only buy stocks that go up. Most stocks don't go up, though, at least not consistently. So an easier strategy is to buy lots of stocks and hope some will go up by more than most. Go up by more than most go down. It's an application of power law where just a handful of portfolio investments will generate nearly all of the returns. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline, scam crypto tokens proliferate on blockchain hatched by Coinbase. More than 500 scam tokens were deployed on blockchain. Solidus Labs says scammers pocketed about $2 million in profit. Token scams are flourishing on Base, the new blockchain launched by crypto exchange Coinbase Global Inc. earlier this month, an unfortunate byproduct of how vulnerable these networks are because they allow anyone to use them. And then finally, here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline, the legendary, widely profitable QQQ fund makes no money for its owner. A historical artifact prevents Invesco from profiting from its flagship ETF. The company's Q-themed offshoots are finally solving that problem. Invesco QQQ Trust Series 1, better known by its ticker QQQ, is one of the most storied funds in the investing universe. It's also widely profitable, just not for its owner, Invesco Limited. Since its inauspicious introduction in March 1999, a year before the dot-com bubble burst, the exchange-traded fund has become almost synonymous with tech investing, made up of the 100 or so biggest U.S. companies listed on the NASDAQ stock exchange. It's enjoyed meteoric gains, about 430% on a total return basis over the past decade, nearly double the S&P 500, thanks to a portfolio heavy with tech juggernauts such as Apple, Microsoft, Amazon.com, and more. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling your friends about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.